Hi, welcome to An Artist's Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, an artist and writer, and I'm living the artist's life. So let's get started. Hi there, welcome to this new episode in An Artist's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, and I'm going to be talking a bit about a couple of things in this episode. And first of all, talking about the artist's spirit, kind of the psychological mindset that I think artists might be losing in these modern times. Times filled with distractions and things to get us chasing the dollar instead of focusing on our art. And this is clearly generalizations, and any discussion like this is going to be in general terms. So one of the things that has got me thinking about this was a recent documentary I watched about the making of samurai swords. I know it sounds a bit weird maybe, but bear with me. In this program, the whole process of making samurai swords was discussed and filmed in Japan with the traditional craftsmen, the few master craftsmen that still remain carrying on this art. And the story covered right from the beginning process, where the rough steel slag is obtained from melting down tons of iron-rich sand, and the ingots, the raw material that was produced in this process, what little of it is suitable for making of the swords, that is given to the master swords maker, who then with his assistants fashions it into a rough katana sword, and that is then taken further, sharpened, polished, and all sorts of tremendously intricate craftsmanship goes into approximately a 3-month period to produce one master sword. What really got me thinking was listening to some of these craftsmen talking, and reference was made to the concept of Bushido, which, as you may be aware, is the ancient code of chivalry that the samurai had to follow, following practices and discipline that is hard to really fathom in modern day. Maybe you find this in a few isolated cases, but in general, looking at myself, I feel kind of slack and like a real lazy guy. But the point that really rammed home was he said that these days people strive for things like a big house, a fancy car, and material goods. They value money above everything else. But according to the Bushido code, the samurai scorned material goods and money. Money was a dirty thing that only the lower classes were interested in. The samurai was interested in higher things, a life of wisdom, a life of sincerity and simplicity. Above all, a life of mastery of their art. They had to conquer fear. Could you imagine a samurai entering battle and there was fear in his heart? The only way to succeed and to survive was to be utterly fearless. Now, these were ideas that, if you look into them deeper and then also compare them to how we live today, and we seem really fickle and feckless by comparison. It's not a pretty picture, actually. Looking at these modern day masters who remain in Japan carrying forward these traditions, these are people that are living in present times, so they may be more relevant, and they are also trying to live according to the Bushido code. One part in particular, and that is to focus on doing a good job. Produce your best work. When I looked at these master craftsmen working in their traditional settings, all you saw was the essentials in the room they worked in. If it was the man sharpening the sword, all that he had there was a simple work surface. We're talking about maybe a wooden, small wooden table or block on which he could rest the sword, a few sharpening stones, a beautiful bamboo container that had some water in it and that he would use to wet the stones, a few cloths, and so forth. Nothing else. The rooms were perfectly clean and free from clutter, distraction, and any of the rubbish that we find in, for example, if you look around my own studio, it's just cluttered with things that I'm not using. So if you pause to have a look at the surroundings that the craftsmen are working in, you'll see the principles of Bushido being applied. And then the total focus, the person polishing the sword, for instance, working for 8 hours a day, day after day until the job is complete. It seems to me anyway, watching it, like there's absolutely no point in what he's doing. There's no possible way that that small action with a little piece of polishing dust or mud, it almost looks like, is going to make any difference to the sword. But to the master craftsman, he knows exactly what he is doing, and no detail is left on the side. Everything is taken into account and follows through and produces a tremendous achievement. It really is a work of art. The fact that it is a weapon, and quite a fearsome and deadly one in the hands of a skilled person, is not the issue. All the craftsman's interested in is producing an excellent piece of work. And in so doing, he follows through his philosophy of life. Now, what if we followed a similar philosophy with our art? What if we woke up each day after an excellent night's sleep, worry-free, and you woke up utterly fearless because you knew you were going to face a few simple but important things on that day. Focusing on your art, doing your best work, not leaving out any details, and simply going through with the necessary actions, and at the end of the day, being happy with what you've done. Knowing that you've done your best, you can now face the end of another day calmly in the knowledge that you have fulfilled your role as an artist that day, and nobody can stand up and point a finger at you and suggest you haven't done a great job. And then the next day, do similar again until you've finished whatever task you've set for yourself for that day or for that week. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be great to lead a simple life like that? Of course, you want to be compensated and paid for appropriately for the work you've done, but you'd happily wait or work 3 months on an item, in this case, the swordsman producing the sword. Whatever it is, it could be your painting, or your sculpture, or your book. You do what is necessary, and it takes as long as is necessary to get something just right. Now, today, we sometimes hear people saying, just publish. Produce the work. Good enough is good enough. And maybe that is fine if you lean towards perfectionism to the point where you're actually trying to cover up your fear of publishing. You see, the element of fear taints the art. If you're working with fear in your heart, you're not producing something that is true. You're going to be constantly hedging your bets and at fear that your work's not going to be good enough. What I'm talking about is instead producing a work from start to finish with a fearless heart, knowing that at the end you're going to have done your best. It might not be the best in the world, because to suggest that may be regarded as arrogance. That's not what we're talking about. We're just simply talking about the confidence to complete what is your best work. So this means that we've got to stop being busy thinking about distractions, thinking about tomorrow, the day after, or next week, thinking about what other people are going to be saying about us and about the work we do. Because all of that really is pride and ego getting in the way. I think the master craftsman has got to know that letting arrogance and ego get involved is going to be just another distraction, like chasing after money or worrying about things that are not, that should not stand in the way of producing good art. So you need to be unselfish and focus on your creative process, producing the masterwork that you can pass on and let go. So that was just something to think about, and what it got me, it certainly got me thinking, and I slept on it, and the next day I wrote an article about it And it just gelled down to the idea that I need to look at my own work and my own process and see what I'm doing in a day. And I realize that I'm doing so much, but it's not all contributing to one thing. And the one thing should be producing my best efforts, my best piece of artwork that I can. And the other elements that go with it that support my trade, that support my art business, what is important or what is simply serving my ego, spending too much time where it shouldn't be, but certainly not being true to myself. So I want to pose to you, no matter what art you are producing, to look at your day and decide which part of it was dedicated and focused on what you should be truly producing and how much of it was distracted and wasted on frivolous or unnecessary things. Or maybe your focus is on the financial side and you're creating a lot of fear and worry, which is once again simply a distraction. Or you're frittering away time on silly things that are not honoring the creative process. All of these things add up and they're a constant drain on our energy, on our time, precious time we don't get back. Because we are squandering things, precious assets like that, we're actually putting pressure on ourselves. I had to admit that I need to reassess a lot of things. Maybe the result will be better work, perhaps a bit more peace of mind, and actually an improvement in the business overall. So nobody's saying that you need to just simply do work and not be compensated for it and not make a good and honest living. You certainly should be doing those things. There's no disgrace in living a simple life and not having all the material goods and gadgets that modern society suggests we should have. Let go of those distractions. Let go of trying to keep up with the neighbors or keep up with what the celebrities are wearing, doing, or using. And rather think of the craftsman past and those in the present that are keeping those ancient philosophies of dedication alive. Anyway, I think if we can simplify and focus on it, it'll be better life for everyone and certainly for you as an artist, you may find more peace. So I hope this episode has given you something to think about, and if you have enjoyed it, please feel free to like and share, and we'll talk again soon. And until next time, cheers and happy creating.